It's time now for your letters, and we begin with response to our co-host Robert Siegel's interview yesterday with Goldman Sachs Chief Executive Lloyd Blankfein. Many of you expressed little sympathy for Mr. Blankfein. Richard Brenner wrote from Van Nuys, California, to say, "As I listened, I thought, what hubris." Mr. Brenner goes on, "The CEO's non-answers, wonderfully played just long enough to make him sound like the arrogant jerk he is, are why America hates Wall Street. I love when guys like him say, 'I hate these bailouts. I'm a taxpayer, too.' I feel your pain, bro."
Matt Talbot of Santa Barbara said we could have been harder on the CEO. "It was disappointing to see the deference with which Lloyd Blankfein was treated in your interview. The man had the audacity to defend golf outings and bloated Wall Street paychecks with the same condescending tone to which we have grown accustomed, like they deserve it, and we commoners are silly because we don't understand, yet he was not challenged."
We have a correction to something our book reviewer Alan Chews said earlier this week. Alan praised Ishmael Kadara's book, The Siege, and said its translation this year into English was a long time coming. Well, Kevin McHale of Maplewood, New Jersey writes, "Upon listening to Chews's description of the book, I suspected that I had read the book in English and that I owned a copy of it. The book I have is titled The Castle and was translated into English by Pavli Kescu and was published by the 8 Nentori Publishing House in Tirana in 1974.
And we've heard from you regarding our coverage of the Somali pirate story. Randy Kratz of Tampa, Florida offers some high sea semantics. "The bandits currently attacking ships off the coast of Somalia are not technically pirates," he writes. "Pirates, at least in the language of the centuries-old Lloyd's contract that insure these vessels, are brigands that lay in wait next to the shipping channels close to shore and accost passing vessels. These fellows, rather, more properly, are called rovers, who are assailing thieves who sail out upon the open seas in search of their victims. Let's call these modern-day captains Teach and Sparrow by their proper names."
And Joe Johnson of Bloomington, Indiana, writes of what he calls a very interesting coincidence. He says, "The U.S. Navy ship that is on the scene, the USS Bainbridge, is named after William Bainbridge, a U.S. captain who was held by North African pirates, the Barbary Pirates, at the turn of the 19th century, and was later a hero in the U.S. war with the Barbary States."
If you have thoughts about our program, corrections, or quibbles, please write to us by going to npr.org, and you can click on Contact Us at the top of the page.